The following program is brought to you by the friends and partners of Bobby Hogan Ministries.
And you don't think he heard, but I come to tell somebody, he has heard your prayer. And come on, somebody, he's getting ready to move. Hallelujah. You can't see a way, but he's a way maker. And when God does it, all you'll be able to say, because you've tried the arm of flesh and it didn't work. So when it happens, all you'll be able to say is, look what the Lord has done.
Thank you for joining us. I get so excited for the opportunity to come to America, around 200 nations of the world, week after week on our Kingdom Living television broadcast. I'm a prophet. A lot of great preachers on television. Thank God for them. Wonderful teachers. But there seems to be maybe not as many prophets sometimes. And one prophetic word can change everything. This year, we have been sharing with you some prophetic words for the new year. As we got to the end of last year, I began to seek God and say, God, what are you saying to the corporate body of Christ for the new year? Now, I've already shared with you in earlier broadcasts since the first of the year. It's the year of the prophet, a year prophets will arise, giving prophecies for the corporate body of Christ, individuals in the body, a year of overflow. Last week, I shared with you, it's a year of special favor. Oh, what an anointing was on the broadcast last week. It was so powerful, and many of you caught in the spirit what the word of the Lord was. And on this broadcast, I want to release another prophetic word. This is going to be so powerful. A word for this year. What is God saying? Amos 3:7, I won't do anything till I tell the prophets. 2 Chronicles 20:20, believe the prophets and you prosper. What can you expect this year as a believer in Christ? What can you be looking for? What kind of year? What's going to happen? I want to go into a different subject on this broadcast, prophesying a prophetic word that if you believe it, wow, what kind of year you're going to have is going to be an exceedingly abundantly above and beyond. This is going to be a year of divine connections. A year of divine connections. Somebody shout out, my year of divine connections. Why is that so important? Well, number one, only reason you need is because God uses people. I've had on a few occasions, money just seemed to show up from the heavens. One time, it's just like it rained from the heavens. I've had money show up in checking accounts, savings accounts. Well, on a savings account, one time I had an account and I only had a few dollars in it. I thought, well, I'm going to pull it out and close the account. I go up to the counter, the teller, and I say, I want to close this account out. And she said, you want me? I said, how much is in it? She said, you want me to write it or tell you? How many knows if you think there's $50,000 in there, you say, tell it, tell it. You think you're 36, you say, write it. She wrote it down. I had several thousand in there. I've had experiences like that. I love those experiences. But 99% of the time, when I got blessed, God used somebody to bless me. It's just how he normally works. So that's why divine connections are so important. You don't need to know everybody, just the right somebody. You don't need everybody to bless you, just the right somebody. You don't need everybody to pray for you, just the person that knows how to get a prayer answered. You don't need every prophet to prophesy to you, just the prophet that has the word that will change your life. So many people have the attitude, I got Jesus, that's all I need. Even sing songs like, he's all I need. Well, I need Jesus more than anything. But excuse me, I need a place to live. I need food. I need clothes. I need a car. I need Jesus first. Seek ye first the kingdom. Everything else is added. I need Jesus, but I need other things to live on earth. And many of the things that I need, I'm looking back over my life, many of the blessings that I have had has come through a divine connection. God has literally sent me to nations where I did not know anybody. In fact, during this broadcast right now, I am on a trip to Europe. I am planning on being in Ukraine, Siberia, Poland, Romania, and possibly flying into Israel. Israel's closed. They were closed a few months ago, and God gave us favor, and we got in through a connection. But we're in Europe right now. Most of these countries, really all of these countries, I'm going not knowing anybody, but I'm going as an ambassador of the kingdom. God sent me to Cuba in 1990. It was against the law to go to Cuba, but God told me, go to Cuba. And I went. Didn't know a person. Cuba stole my heart. I love Cuba. I never seen anything like it. Had one phone number of a preacher, Brother Hugo, who's passed away with the Lord. Only connection I had. When I got there, he met me at the airport, and God began to move and open doors and bless. We see over 100 lepers saved in the leper colony. One trip, I preached almost 3,000 ministers and companions in a communist nation where this just don't happen. But I had a connection. God sent me to Europe, where I'm at right now, the same area. About 1990 also. I have one man's phone number in Germany. Dr. Gwen Shaw, End Time Handmaidens, was my apostle at that time. She's gone to be with the Lord also. She gave me a man in the army in Germany's phone number. He picked us up at the airport, took us to church one night in Germany. We got on a train with one phone number in Romania. Stopped in Czechoslovakia, didn't know anybody. It was late at night. We rode a train into Czechoslovakia. Nowhere to stay, didn't have none of their money. A man walked up and said, do you want to stay in my house? I said, yes. Myself, along with three other missionaries, got in his little car with all of our luggage and go to his apartment that's, I don't know how many stories up, 18 stories, 15, all of our luggage, no elevator. My heart breaks for Czechoslovakia. Communism had just been overthrown there. My heart broke and I wanted to preach and I had a megaphone. I went in faith, but I had no translator. The man I stayed with was a communist. I prayed one night, God gave me a dream. I met a man named Tom. You don't meet people like got that name in Czechoslovakia very often, Tom. The next day, somebody's knocking on the door and a man comes in and the owner of the apartment says, this is my friend named Tom. I said, Tom, I need an interpreter. I dreamed about him the night before. Will you interpret for me? He said, yes. He was a communist, but he was willing to interpret. We go down in Prague to the square where thousands of people come. They honor those that died. We preach. It's 15, 20 below zero windshield factor. And the reason I went, I had a dream. And in the dream, God told me, you're in Europe. People started giving their heart to God. One night, one evening, I looked up, and the crowd was maybe 40, 50 feet back, and they're looking like, curiosity. And it was that dream. We saw people saved, people come to God in Czechoslovakia. After a few days, we get on the train, cold and cold. It's cold in Europe. Where I'm at right now, it's cold. We get off the train in Romania, and on Sunday, we get off the train. And on Monday, I'm invited to preach at a church of 2,000 members. I'm also invited to preach at the church Billy Graham preached at. God began to open doors in Romania. I go down to the park where, I forgot now, 20, 30 people died fighting against communism. They come burn candles, honoring those that died. My heart is breaking for these people who had lived under one of the most wicked dictators that ever lived. You cut the gas off in the hard winter. Thousands of children died. Tens of thousands in orphan homes. I said, God, I need a translator. A little short man walked up to me and begins to tell me in English what he thinks about me as an American. And the Holy Spirit said to me, do you need a translator? I said, yes. Does that man speak English? I said, yes, that's your translator. I thought, oh my God. But I said to the man, he is cussing me out, you could say. I said, be quiet. I'm a man of God from the United States. And I've come to preach. And I need a translator. Will you translate? He said, yes. We get up on a bench there in that park. And he introduces me. I don't know what he says because he's talking in the Romanian language. But everybody starts clapping. And I preach Jesus. And I said, hallelujah. You come to honor people that died for your freedom, but I come to preach about a man named Jesus that died for your real freedom. I preached about 10 minutes. How many wants to receive Christ? And those beat down, abused people begin to lift their hands, and I led them to Christ right there in that park. God began to open doors. We had an orphan home there for some time. My wife went back. I don't know how many times she went. One time it was 30, 40 below, windshield factor. She traveled by train up in those mountains. But it was through connections. Sometimes the connections God will use is the most unlikely. Sometimes it comes in unlikely forms and unlikely places. I've had so many connections that opened new doors, that caused resources to come in like a flood. Never take for granted God's connections. And many of you this year is going to have a connection that's going to shift you into a new dimension. I don't want to take a break, but I really need to. I'll be right back. Join me, Prophet Bobby Hogan, for Overflow Kingdom Living's Prophetic Conference 2022, March 20th through the 25th. This will be a conference like none other, as people from throughout America will gather together to hear a fresh word from heaven. Joining me in ministry will be such powerful men and women of God as my wife, Prophetess Teresa, Dr. James Payne, Dr. Aretha Wilson, Prophet Benny Baker, Pastor Michelle Mostella, Apostle Corey Powell, Pastor Angela Proach, Bishop David Butler, Pastor David McGrew, Prophetess Jeannie Farrell, and Prophet T.J. Tipton. On Friday night, March 25th at midnight, there will be a special prophetic overflow service. America's greatest prophets and prophetess will be joining me, and everyone present will receive their own personal prophetic word. The dates, once again, are Sunday, March 20th through Friday, March 25th. For more information, go to our website, bobbyhogan.org, or call 479-755-8888. No registration fee, All seats are free. The location is Kingdom Living Headquarters, Fort Smith, Arkansas. I'll be looking for you in Overflow Kingdom Living Prophetic Conference.
God did extraordinary and unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched his body were brought to the sick, and their diseases left, and evil spirits came out of them that were bound. An anointed prayer cloth is a method God used in the book of Acts and continues to use today to bring healing to the sick and deliverance to the bound. While there is not a magical power in prayer cloths, through faith, the tangible anointing of God's miracles power is transformed. It is a point of contact between God, you, and the man of God when he has prayed over each cloth and wiped the sweat of his brow and he has preached under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God has directed Prophet Hogan not only to have the white prayer cloths for healing, but also have special red cloth for deliverance. To get your own prayer or deliverance cloth absolutely free, call 479-755-8888, text 479-755-TEXT 8398, or write to Kingdom Living, P.O. Box 2665, Fort Smith, Arkansas 72902. Please request if you desire the cloth for healing or deliverance. Move in faith today and watch what God will do in your life and the life of your loved ones.
Mark chapter 6, verse 13 tells us, the disciples cast out devils, anointing with oil, and healed the sick. James chapter 5, verse 13 and 14 tells us, James said, any sick among you, call the elders of the church. Let them anoint with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. I want to send you your own package of Kingdom Living anointing oil. I want to believe that when you anoint yourself or someone you know that needs a healing or deliverance, that healing or deliverance will be manifested. To receive your own package of Kingdom Living anointing oil, absolutely free, we pay postage. Simply call the number or write the address you see on the screen and request your package of Kingdom Living anointing oil. Move today in faith and see what God will do tomorrow. I want to pick up right where I left off. Every minute of this broadcast is so important. One connection is all it takes. Ruth was a Moabite in Bethlehem, working in the fields, trying to support Naomi, her mother-in-law, working hard. But a man was watching her, and she didn't even know it. Some of you, I'm prophesying, somebody's watching you right now. You don't know it, but they're watching you. Ruth's connection to Boaz. She married the wealthiest man in the land. She goes from working in the fields to owning the fields. Hallelujah, from employee to employer. She goes to abundance because of a connection. Joseph, in prison, lied on, betrayed, looked like he had been forgotten, but he had a connection. Remember the story of the baker and the butler and the dreams? The one was promoted and the other one was killed. And the king, when he had those dreams, somebody remembered him. Somebody's going to remember you. And his connection that he made in prison took him to the palace. And when he interpreted the dreams for the king, he goes from prisoner to prime minister, from the prison to the palace, second most powerful man in the land through a connection. Moses, his mother, saw something in him as a baby, and she knew he was a godly child. And while Pharaoh had put the order out to kill all the male babies, she hid him in the river, the Nile, in a little ark. There was all kinds of deadly things in that river, but God protected him. And Moses' sister was watching him, and Pharaoh's daughter was bathing in the river and saw that little ark and heard that baby. And to make a long story short, Moses' sister said, "You're going to need a woman to see." Pharaoh's daughter said, "I'm taking this as my own child." And Moses' sister said, "You're going to need a woman to nurse this baby. I'll go find you a Hebrew woman." She said, "Okay." And she goes and gets Moses' mother. And now Moses' mother moves in the palace and is getting paid to nurse her own child. But you know the rest of the story, how Moses is raised in the palace. He learns the ways of Egypt. He flees for 40 years, comes back, delivers God's people. But there was a connection that Moses' sister had to Pharaoh's daughter. I've had connections that has changed my life. A lady come into our church, looked like one of the poorest women in the city. Old clothes, raggy hair, old vehicle. Her vehicle was full of trash. Only where she sat, there wasn't some kind of trash. I was one of the few that ever got in her house. Her whole house had newspapers and trash. It was a trail. She ate canned food. People thought she was a street woman. When she died, she was worth $1.4 million. And she left several ministries in her will. And our ministry was one. We got blessed with about $250,000. It was a connection that blessed me. I could go on and on. I wish I had a two-hour broadcast. Some of you right now are wishing I did too. And some of you may be saying, "This preacher's crazy." Well, what they call crazy in one season is called a miracle in the next. So some of you, they may be thinking, "I'm crazy and you're crazy right now." But when you start getting divine connections, they're going to call it a miracle, miracle season. I have had so many connections. I have met people that changed my life. I have met people that changed my level of living. I've met people that opened doors. I met Dr. Gwen Shaw, who was my apostle, End Time Servants and Handmaidens. Many years ago, she had a ministry headquarters still there, operated by Sharon Buss in a place called Jasper, Arkansas. They've reached the world. I met Gwen Shaw, Dr. Shaw. She took me as a spiritual son. She opened one door for me in Richmond, Virginia, Ashland, Calvary Pentecostal Campground, Pastor Jane Louder. I'll be there in February. I've been preaching there about 15 years. That connection is one of the most awesome connections, and through that connection, I have had connections throughout the world, the nations. I'm telling you, this is going to be a year of connections. You business people, one contract from the right person. My wife prophesied in New Jersey. She said, "There's $1 million contract in this house." The pastor was a businessman. They called sometime later his wife and said, "My husband just got $1 million contract through a connection." Somebody knows somebody. You know somebody. Somebody's coming into your world. Some of you been praying for a husband or wife. There's going to be a connection. This is going to be a year of connections. Some of you got an ideal, a thought, an invention. One connection can make you a millionaire. One song, one message, one CD, one book. You never know. One handshake, one smile to the right person, from the right person, to change your world. It's a year of divine connections for those in ministry, for those pastors listening, for business people, in your finances, whatever area. Get ready for connections. God can do it without people, but 99% of the time, he does it through people. I want to prophesy a Boaz coming into your world. It don't have to be a husband. Boaz is whoever can take you to your next level. Who can do for you what you cannot do for yourself. I want to prophesy right now in 2022. I hear Boazes, not just one, many connections that will bless you and change your life. I prophesy. I hear, watch, be sensitive. Don't let connections pass by that are God sent. I want to prophesy somebody's on the verge of the greatest financial breakthrough you've ever had through a connection. I spoke on our Monday Night Kingdom Living one time and said somebody's trying to sell property for $1 million. Somebody caught that. A few weeks later, I get a letter in the mail with a check for $10,000 plus another check. They had a $1 million miracle. There is some big financial breakthroughs. Some of you are going to be a connection with your companion, whatever area, receive it. I got to go. Hey, you got to sow a seed. You got to seal this word. Here's what I hear. I want you to sow a seed of $90. The Ark of the Covenant went into the house of Obed-Edom for 90 days. Everything was blessed. Everything. I want you to sow a $90 seed. Sealing this word that this year is going to be a year of divine connections. What do you have to lose? Some of you have lived the same old way all last year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. Are you ready for change? Well, I've been praying. Well, has prayer changed things for you? Some of you pray, but you pray so full of doubt. Your prayers are unbelief, prayers of doubt and prayers of unbelief. Some of you pray all the time but never sow a seed. You get a seed, you get a harvest. Sow a faith seed. People all over this nation and all over the world needs to believe this prophet. Sow a $90 seed. Say, I'm sowing this seed, believing for a year. This year, I'm going to have a divine connection that's going to change my life. I'm going to have connections. Some preacher for a door to open. Somebody needs a building. I see it. Somebody needs a house. Somebody can buy you a house. Somebody can buy that property for you, preacher. It's going to be a year of amazing things. And remember, God can do it without people, but usually he uses somebody. Information's on the screen how to sow that seed. Lines are going to be jammed. You call back. You write me. However, you tell the operator, however you connect, it's my seed for divine connections for 2022.
This broadcast has been brought to you by the friends and partners of Bobby Hogan Ministries. If you have been blessed by this prophetic broadcast, prayerfully consider sowing a seed and help us continue preaching the word with a message of faith and hope. You may contact the ministry by calling 479-755-8888 or writing to us at Kingdom Living P.O. Box 2665, Fort Smith, Arkansas 72902. You may also visit our website at www.bobbyhogan.org.